What do the Pacific Ocean and the Sea of Tranquility have in common? Keep listening to find out. The year is 1513, the New World. On the mainland, a charismatic young conquistador argues with his native ally, a cacique, or chieftain, named Comagre. Where is the gold, he persists. Panquiaco, Comagre's son, irritated by the Spaniard's unending avarice, topples the tables and scales and confesses the knowledge of a sea and a land to the south with riches so great that they dined on plates made of gold. On September 1, 1513, an expedition sets off with 190 men, a pack of dogs, and a few native guides for the South Sea. For 24 days, they cross the most inhospitable environment known at the time. And on the 25th day of September, 1513, Vasco Núñez de Balboa, traversing the impenetrable jungles of the Darien rainforest, became the first European to step foot in the South Sea, known today as the Pacific Ocean. Fast forward 440 years. June 1963. In the steamy, impenetrable jungle, a group of American men stand attentively around an Emberá chieftain. Cacique Sarco is tasked with teaching these men how to survive in the jungle. The men have endured jungle survival training in the Panama Canal Zone. On July 16, 1969, an expedition sets off with three men, 260,000 gallons of kerosene, and a flag for the Sea of Tranquility. For 3 days, they traverse the most inhospitable environment known to man. 4 days later, on the 20th day of July, 1969, at the edge of the crater known as Little West, Neil Armstrong became the first man to step foot on the moon. 1,859 kilometers from where he stood, across the surface of the moon lies the Balboa Crater, named after Vasco Núñez de Balboa. There are no craters named after caciques, and to this day, the thick and impenetrable Darien rainforest remains. The Darien is the only break in the 30,000-kilometer-long Pan-American Highway, spanning from Alaska all the way to the tip of South America. My name is Henry Tui, and I am Zonian.